That was Danny Cannell, former college quarterback, now college football analyst, the Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports HQ, in the previous segment talking about the stakes for Ohio State this weekend. We've got Radio Tinder, by the way, coming up in about 20 minutes. Jake is going to help us out. Again, if you've never Tindered with us, Jake throws out a topic. I will swipe left or swipe right, depending on whether I agree or disagree. You guys can join in right now at Nick Wilson Says on actual Twitter, on social media. And again, Radio Tinder coming up in about 20 minutes. Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. Not tonight. As remember, it's a Thursday night. That means Thursday night football tonight. Texans at Jets. You can hear that right here. Kevin Stefanski show coming up, though, at 7 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have our guy JP back at nights. But it's not that I don't see your valid criticisms of Ryan Day. It's not that I don't agree with them to some degree. It really isn't. I have no problem with having high expectations at Ohio State. I have no problem with saying, hey, it's, what is this now, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, year six. Why haven't we won a national championship yet? Why haven't we beat Michigan since 2019? These are valid criticisms. I haven't added criticism or two myself with Ryan Day. And that criticism is, I don't know he's the best at hiring assistant coaches. Specifically, what he's done on the O-line, where I got to be honest with you, it's not that hard to find truly great offensive line coaches. And I don't know if Justin Fry can't, like, identify good offensive linemen, great offensive linemen, I should say. I think these guys are fine. But whether he can't identify the right guys or whether he's not coaching them up, I really don't know. I know it's not happening. And it is wild to me. I mean, insane to me that you spent as much money as you have on this team. And the one thing, the Achilles heel of this thing might be the most important thing, or one of the most important things to winning, with a quarterback who in and of himself is not elite, in Will Howard. I think he's a really good college football quarterback. I no longer know that he's going to, you know, be drafted within the first three rounds. I thought there was a chance. You never know what the kind of glow up can happen when a guy gets into a system with this kind of talent. But I digress. He's a really good, really good college football quarterback. Not a future NFL player like maybe Penn State's quarterback is. Medina's own, by the way. But like, if you don't have a Justin Fields or a CJ Stroud or that caliber, right? Future top five pick, top 10 pick. If you don't have that, that's fine. But then you better make up for it, not just with great skill players, but with a great offensive line. And so I am a bit annoyed at Ryan Day that they don't have a better situation going on up front, because like the defense, guys, they don't attack the way we'd like to. They don't sack the quarterback 15 times a game. Statistically, they're still a really good defense. They're just a bend don't break defense, right? They don't let a lot of people in the end zone. So I can't gripe about the defense, which is something I've heard a lot of when I've talked to Ohio State. Can't gripe about the defense if they're not letting people in the end zone. Yeah, they're not as dominant as I would like when it comes to what we were used to with the Bosas and Chase Young and all the NFL defensive linemen that we've seen go through there. That at one point, I mean, they were kicking out top five, top 10 picks almost every single year on the defensive line. So they're not there anymore. Jim Knowles' defense is different. I don't always love this. I love more of the attacking style defense of like a Jim Schwartz. I think you guys know that. Not necessarily the wide nine, but just I love having elite pass rushing defensive lines. I don't know they're elite. I think they're pretty good. I mean, they're stout, by the way. They're pretty good across the board. But this is not Chase Young and Nick Bosa. It's not, you know, Nick Bosa and Joey Bosa. It's just not. And that's okay, because they're still getting the job done. But to me, it's the O-line. But I think what's happened, and it's something triggered or something clicked in my head when Spencer was talking yesterday, where Spencer had this big diatribe about how I've been a holdout and I've held out this whole time, and I'm finally coming around to the idea that that maybe Ryan Day isn't the guy. And again, some of Spencer's points, in my opinion, are very valid when it comes to Ryan Day and the job he's doing in Columbus. I also don't buy into Ryan as a leader, just real quick. I he's kind of a little Robotronic for me. But like getting back to it and getting back to like where Spencer is with this, I can't tell whether it's time to fire Ryan Day or whether people have just normalized this. There's only one way to keep your job mentality for 3 years. And that people are just coming around to it because you've been browbeaten with it for 3 years. It's the idea of if people say something for long enough with enough conviction and enough people say it, eventually you're going to get some people to glom onto that idea because, well, it must be true. And that is problematic for me. Because the thing that kind of drives me crazy about the Ryan Day conversation is, I'm not saying it's written in stone that if they beat Michigan but don't win a national championship and the boosters decide to fire him, or that whoever really even has power anymore in college football, it's still the boosters, but NIL collectives, the new Ross Bjork, who's the new AD, who probably wants to hire his own guy, which, by the way, look at his head coaching track record. Not great, Bob. But I'm not fait accompli that if you fire Ryan Day, you're not going to get somebody in there that can do the 1% of things Ryan hasn't done. But it is the framing of the conversation that I find wildly disingenuous. Well, you have to beat Michigan. He has. He's 1-3. Now, granted, he'd be a lot better in my eyes if he went 3-1. Fair. The John Cooper comparisons miss me with it. John Cooper did not have consistent winning seasons. When I say consistent winning, I'm talking about like 8-plus, 9-plus winning seasons and beat Michigan until like year six or year seven in Columbus. So Ryan Day's already done the hardest thing, which is he has beat Michigan before. So saying he can't beat Michigan, no, he just hasn't beat them regularly or recently. That's different than he hasn't beaten Michigan. Oh, well, he can't beat top five teams. He can't hang with the best teams in college football. He didn't get blown out by Oregon. He is, I think it's 2-6 against top five teams. But guys, he has won. This gets back to the idea. He has done the thing. He just hasn't done it to the extent we hoped he would at this point. That's different than he hasn't beaten top 10 teams or top five teams. So it's not that your idea or your concern isn't valid. It's your shading things and you're disregarding what's absolutely the people who want to fire Ryan Day today. Who would? If I gave him the Ross Bjork stick and said, do what you want, king or queen, I guarantee you there are people who just fire him because he stands for something that can't be. The problem is they're not speaking to truth. He has done these things. He just hasn't done it to the extent you want. And you can say, well, it's Ohio State. Anybody can recruit at this level. Yeah, except sometimes we see teams fire the head coach, and the first place you notice the hit is in recruiting. And so that's the fastest way to stop the string of no more than 2 losses per season that you've had with Ryan Day. And here's the other thing. Well, at Ohio State, you have to compete for a national title. Let's define that. If you are one of the final 4 teams left in college football, if you are one of the 4 chosen teams to go to the playoffs, that in and of itself absolutely is competing for a national title. And it is fair to say, well, they got blown out here. You got blown out in the national championship game. Yes, but he has made a national championship game, and 80% of the time he's been a head coach, he's made the playoffs. And listen, I know if we're going to go hyperbole here, if we're going to get into our own personal narratives, he's one drive away from beating the team that won the national championship 2 years ago. Whereas Michigan, the year before they won the national championship, got into things and got their doors blown off of them. TCU got their doors blown off of them, right? So I think we have to understand that just because people started the conversation way prematurely, and when I say people, I'm not talking about fans. Fans, fan, go have fun. Part of being a fan is ranting about what your team should be. I also don't mind high expectations. It's when we have high expectations and then disregard every bit of success that actually defends the guy as not good enough. Or, actually, that's not true, because I understand not good enough. It's acting like it didn't happen that is disingenuous, and I don't get into this a lot, but not fair to the conversation. Well, he hasn't beaten Michigan. He actually has. Just hadn't done it since 2019. Well, hasn't competed for a national title. Well, he's made the playoffs 4 of 5 times, including making the national title game in his second year as a head coach. Well, he never beats ranked teams. Literally has 2 wins against them. And I think from where you are right now, right, I think it's easier to figure out why Ryan Day hasn't done those things as consistently as you like, then just ripping off the Band-Aid and assuming somebody can walk into the same situation and do better. And maybe that means we need a John Cooper. Maybe that means we need an Earl Bruce. Maybe we need a 10-year stretch where Ohio State is relevant in name only. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need your Rich Rod. Maybe you need your Brady Hoke. But I'm not going to march into what could be a disaster with a smile on my face because you're bored with being third best in the country. Radio Tinder, give us a topic, send it in at Nick Wilson Says, and we will swipe left or swipe right. Jake's going to help us out next on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.